Hey, baby. I know I'm a little late today. I'm really sorry. I was stuck at the coffee shop because they only made my cup and not yours, so I waited for them to make it. To be completely honest, I kind of freaked out. We used to go to that coffee shop every day at the same time. And they always had our drinks waiting for us by the window at our table at the back. And I feel horrible. They know what happened. And they've been really sweet to me since you know. But I totally snapped. I was saying things like, how could you be so stupid? We have a date. And much, much worse, I'm sure. I just can't really remember. I don't know. I guess today is when it really hit me. Just one cup of coffee. Fuck. Not the call from your family. Not the nurse at the hospital. Not the funeral. Not even this tombstone. You're not here. You're not here. And apparently everything around me is changing except me. You know, they say life goes on. And that's complete bullshit because my life stopped the second you decided to stop yours. And I've avoided making any changes to our life because how do I keep going without you? Like, I lie to myself every day. The bed is in the same condition it was that day, and I haven't slept in it since. I guess it makes me feel like maybe you'll be back home to help me make it like we did every morning. And I just, like, I don't see myself sleeping in it without you. You and your family called me that day. I just went straight to the hospital. And I stayed in the ER. I was even praying. I prayed that you would wake up. And we could just go home. You know, I left the lights on. I left my charger. I even left the TV on. Because if I thought that we would come home and just have a movie night like we always did and talk. I wanted to talk to you to make sure nothing like this could happen again. And the only movie I had to see that night was a horror film called My Reality. I don't even remember how they got me back home. I didn't want to leave you there. I felt like if I left, it would make it real. I didn't even know what happened to you until I got home and found the letter you left me. And I was so excited for movie night. I didn't even notice it on the dresser. I remember taking it and falling to my feet because after I read the first sentence, I just knew. I knew. And I didn't know how to feel. I was angry. I was so angry. And I'm so mad at you. I'm so mad at you right now. Why didn't you tell me you were hurting? Don't you know I care? Don't you think I would have done anything to make sure that this never happened? Did you think I would have judged you for not being okay? Did you not think? Did you not think I would have wanted to help you? Did you feel like you would be a burden or something? I told you from the beginning, we both came in this with baggage and I promised I'd help you carry it. I couldn't be happy knowing you weren't. You know that? Oh God, I was right there. I could have been there. I could have helped you through the pain. I would have fought your battles with you. Did you think I'd be okay without you or something? Because I'm not. I'm not fucking okay. Ugh. How am I supposed to be okay when the one thing that gives my heartbeat a purpose isn't here? How do I sleep when I can't wake up to see your face? How do I show mine anywhere when we did everything together? It's just, I'm not me without you. When you left, you took the best parts of me. This smile doesn't even feel right because you were the reason. Every time, and the grin I had every night is because the moon presented me with an opportunity to make more memories with you. You know that? You made me grateful for every breath I took because it was another second I got to live in your life. And you decided to leave mine on your own. How am I supposed to live without you, dude? Like, what? Do I just move on? Like, be realistic. I'll never love anyone. Like, I love you. I couldn't. I'm never gonna care this much. I care about you so fucking much. So how could you do this to me? To everyone, do you know how loved you are? How much light you bring into everyone's universe. How much I needed you. I fucking need you. I need you now. More than ever. And I need you to come back and tell me everything. Just tell me what to do. Just tell me what I have to do to avoid this. Just tell me how to help you. Because obviously I fucking failed. I feel like I failed you. I wanted to be there for you. I wanted you to be here. I just want you here. I just want you here. I miss you so much. All the time. And I miss the look on your face when you talked about the things that you were interested in. The little dance you did when you liked your food. The giggle you gave me. I miss holding you. I miss you holding me. The feel of your skin on mine. The noises. I just can't do anything anymore. It's not the same without you. When we got together, we promised each other that we would keep our date routine until we couldn't. And I never saw there being a day that we couldn't. I never saw there being a day that I'd be here without you. And everyone says I should get a new place, but I just can't. That was our home. That was the last place I saw you alive. And you just never came back. I can't even do laundry because then it won't smell like you anymore. In our place, in our pictures, your things, that's all I have left of you. I wish you didn't do it. I wish I could have done something to make you change your mind. I wish I could have talked you out of it. I wish you knew that you were strong enough, that you already survived your hardest days up until that night, so who's to say you couldn't win the fight, you know? I wish you knew how much your existence was necessary. I wish you knew how much you mattered to everyone, how much you meant to me. I wish I told you I loved you a few more times before I left that day. I wish I hugged you a little tighter. I wish I told you how excited I was to see you later. I wish I kissed you longer. I wish I had more time with you. I wish I had more time with you. I wish I knew that that would have been our last cup of coffee. I just wish you kept fighting. not just for me and everyone else, but yourself. You gotta do it for you, you know? Because you didn't know how much you made an impact in this world. I wish you would have waited for the light at the end of the tunnel. The life you could have lived. The possibilities the future held. The lessons you were supposed to learn. The opportunities you didn't see. I wish you would have asked for help. I wish you would have asked the right people for help. I just wish that you received the help. And maybe things would be different. I just wish you didn't do it.